Welcome to the choir room. There's always room for you if you're a fan of Glee. Then you're a friend of me.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Choir Room for a special bonus episode here for you today. We have finished up talking about Santana Lopez. We are all done with our character studies, but we're not done just yet. This is just a special little treat. Take it or leave it, just like any other dessert. You know, if you got room for it, then enjoy it. Today, we're just kind of dropping a couple of back-to-back videos for you. Just literally editing them together. Santana Lopez is a character I'm on with a lot of iconic lines, and it just felt like it might not have been doing her justice to simply talk about her and to talk about her songs and stuff, because so much of this character is the lines and the very quick remarks that she has. So this might end up just being about an hour plus of clips, and again, you can all skip it if you'd like to, but there's too much goodness in the Santana Lopez lines to just kind of like not put space for it somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, Matt kind of felt like it would be, you know, very remiss of us if we included some iconic Sue lines and Brittany lines and then nothing for Santana, when she is probably second to Sue, if not number one, to be honest, with the one-liners and the quips and all of that stuff. So yeah, listen to your heart's content, laugh along, and never really get old. I know that there are some of these quotes that Naya Rivera did not like because they sort of blurred the lines, but you know, I still like them. I think they were funny. So,
I mean, just so many iconic lines that I'm sure many of you guys will recognize. And I would say that best advice, I'm not even saying like advice, but like if you don't want to listen to this podcast, because you'd rather consume this in a different way, it's not going to be in video form because I'm not ripping off this person's videos. But basically, I'm ripping off this person's YouTube videos. What did I just say? I think I just said I'm not doing the same thing that I just said I am doing. The YouTube channel here that we are pulling from is Fandom Feels 2. That's the YouTube channel. And the videos are all titled Santana Lopez Dragging Everyone. There's the first video that's season 1 to 2. Season 3 is another video. Season 4 is another video. And then season 5 and 6 is another video. So I'm truly just taking these clips that they have put all together for us. So shout out to Fandom Feels 2 on YouTube, and editing them all together here into one podcast. So if you want about an hour of Santana Lopez dragging everyone on Glee, this is the podcast for you. Otherwise, feel free to, you know, go check out Fandom Feels 2's YouTube videos themselves to watch these all play out. Do whatever you'd like. If you want this podcast, it's here for you as a bit of a bonus Santana episode as we are all done talking about her and getting ready for the next things that we have, more song rankings and all that stuff. So do you have any like specific ones that stand? I don't know. Should we have like ranked at the end, like our best drags? I mean, they're just all good, so maybe not.
I mean, there's just so many, you know, all of them.
Truly,
what can I say?
So many of them. And it's funny because I think probably the case for both of us that like I'm not really listening to the videos before I release them. So I think at some point I probably will play the podcast for the first time once it's up in the feed. So that'll be an interesting experience, and hopefully all goes well. So that's enough setup for that. Again, if you want this, it's here for you. If not, catch us in the very next episode as we get into, I believe, some New Directions songs. So thanks for listening to us ramble. Here is Santana Lopez.
Can we please talk about the giant elephant in the room?
Your sexuality. My guy needs counseling.
Yeah, you are.
So all the clean match periwinkle.
Yeah.
Get a room.
I told you guys.
We know. You've been berating us for the better part of an hour.
When I was in Glee Club and we needed new silk cummerbunds for regionals, we held a bake sale.
Wait, you're joking, right? I mean, bake sales are kind of bougie.
Don't play stupid, Tubbers. Oh, and for the record, asking someone to babysit with you is super 90s.
Excuse me.
We'd like to send these back, but you ate all of it. Look, I'm pretty sure you have to do what we say, and this food was not satisfactory.
There was a mouse in mine.
So we'd like more, please.
Can I just say that you are the hottest dentist I've ever seen?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
No, like, seriously, you can totally drill me whenever.
Santana! Okay.
I won't tell Lauren to look out for poachers who might mistake her for the endangered white rhino.
I heard that. Don't make me rip that weave out your head.
Oh, this is not gonna be good.
Hello, Lauren. You are a beautiful person. Now get out of my way, please, afore I end you.
You don't want to push me.
Despite the fact that your mouth-to-face ratio is, like, way off, you still somehow manage to be cute. But make no mistake, every time you open your humongous mouth to do an impression or moisten an enormous stamp for a lazy giant, you take one step closer to everyone seeing that you are actually a dork.
While you two were babysitting, Puck and I were sexting.
Sexting?
Sexy, texting, seriously, what era are you from?
All right, hottest guys in the school, go.
Okay, Puck's super fine, mm-hmm. Finn's cute too.
Yeah, but he's not hot though.
He really isn't.
And you know what, Britt? I think that dwarf girlfriend of his is dragging down his rep. I mean, if he were dating, say, popular pretty girls like us, he would go from dumpy to smoking.
Hello, hey, I'm right here.
Can I ask you guys something private?
Yes, you should move to Israel.
Oh, what difference does it make? Everyone knows that my job here is to look hot.
Enjoy it while you can, Wheezy. His hair's already starting to grow back.
How was your summer?
My eyes are up here, Jufro.
And it was uneventful. Look, Finn, it's high time you've lost the big V. Everything about you screams virgin. You're about as sexy as a Cabbage Patch Kid. It's exhausting to look at you.
Okay, listen, my dad's a doctor. And not a tooth doctor, a real one. He like went to college or something, which means I have a killer healthcare plan that pretty much pays for everything. So get up in my grill, cause Brits and I won't to get our anesthesia on.
It's totally cool. Did you see what Rachel was wearing today?
Oh, I know. She looked like Pippi Longstocking, but like Israeli.
Those sweaters make her look homeschool.
Hey guys, come on, don't make fun of Rachel. It's kind of cool.
Finn, that's mean.
You did this to me. You told Coach Shavetra about my summer surgery.
You have a surgery when you get your appendix out. You got a boob job.
Yep, sure did.
You can't hit me.
Well, sure I can, unless you got yourself knocked up again, slut.
Stop the violence.
A roller rink? Weren't those outlawed in, like, 1981 for being totally lame?
Well, Rachel, congratulations. Normally you dress like the fantasy of a perverted Japanese businessman with a very dark, specific fetish. But I actually dig this look. Yay. I love your sweet lady kisses.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice break from all that scissoring.
You know what, actually, would you mind waiting in the car? And leave your credit card.
Each other.
Look, Wheezy, I realize I've tried to punch you a couple times. And sometimes when you're not looking, I put weird things in your food.
I have feelings for someone else and I'm trying to work things out with them.
Who, Rachel? She's dating that Jesse kid from Vocal Adrenaline.
No, she's not.
Please, you can smell it on her. She's like a cat in heat. She talked about him yesterday and practically sprayed the choir room.
How can you do a duet by yourself? That's like vocal masturbation or something.
So freaking charming.
Hey, what is this? What happened to Mr. Beat a family? Hey!
Oh, please. Stop. She has a family. She's a mother.
Yeah. Walk away and tighten up your body before you get to God!
Let's do the deed. It'll be great for my image, and Sue will promote me to head cheerleader. It's win-win.
Wait, what do I get out of it?
I meant for me, okay? It's win-win for me.
I think I might be better at brushing and flossing if I could see myself in the mirror.
There you go, Blue 2.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sam. Sam, I am. And I don't like green eggs and ham.
Oh, wow. He has no game.
What an incredible song!
And just so you know, I've already bought custom bibs for me and Mercedes here. You know why? Because we's be going to breadsticks.
Oh, you hear that, guys? You have your work cut out for you.
First of all, there's a lot of talking going on, and I want to get my Mac on.
Well, I don't know, I just...
Okay. Second of all, I'm not making out with you because I'm in love with you and want to sing about making lady babies. I'm only here because Puck's been in the slammer for about 12 hours now, and I'm like a lizard. I need something warm beneath me or I can't digest my food.
She's using you for your voice. That's the only reason she had sex with you.
Wait, how do you know that?
Hi,
Excuse me, do you know Brittany?
Cheerios, Brittany? Yeah, we had sex.
No, there's no way I'm playing a transvestite in high heels and fishnets and wearing lipstick.
Why? Because that look was last season?
I don't understand.
Well, you guys have a hole to fill, and I'm just trying to help fill it.
Wanky.
Santana.
And the winner is... by two votes...
Sam and Quinn!
What? What? Screw that! I want my dick!
Ooh. Let it go! Let go! Let go!
Unbelievable.
That was my...
I don't know how this happened.
Son.
Yeah, earlier today, Artie asked if he could make a gigantic omelet when I'm done with the ostrich eggs I'm smuggling in my bra.
My name is Holly Holiday. What's yours?
Go.
I'm Finn Hudson. I'm quarterback of the football team.
I'm Rachel Berry, his loud, loud girlfriend. Look, I don't mean to be a bitch.
Well, yeah, actually, I do. But the only thing that you can give Brittany that she can't get somewhere else is super choice parking.
First, the a cappella choir from the all-boys private school in Westerville, the Dalton Academy Warblers. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, hold up. Like a million awesome gay jokes just popped into my head.
Class, in Mr. Schuster's absence, I'd like to go around and ask everyone what solos they'd like to hear me perform at sectionals.
All right, you know what? Let me at it! Go at it! Go at it!
Nobody tells you anything because A, you're a blabbermouth, and B, we all just pretend to like you.
Check out this awesome tree. I found it on the side of the road. It must have fell off some guy's car. Any ornaments?
The guy who lives next door finally killed off his elderly mother. When they carted him off, they left the house, like, wide open. So, I think she was a holiday hoarder.
If she found out, she'd break up with me.
And this would be bad because...
Because I'm in love with her and I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Okay, don't you see that that midget is like an anchor dragging you down to the depths of Loserville? Yeah, so now if you'll excuse us.
You're so on my list, Dwarf. You're such a hypocrite.
Like you even know what that means.
It means that your boyfriend is full of crap, Hobbit.
Want bling. I can't be any more specific than that. Okay, wait, hold up. Please tell me that is a roll of certs in your pocket.
The guys are gonna sell their watches and the girls are gonna sell their hair.
You can't do that.
I know, it's cool. Most of this isn't mine anyway.
I'm from a part of town called Lima Heights Adjacent. You know where that is, poppin' fresh? It's on the wrong side of the tracks. That's right, Yentl. Your sweetheart, he's been lying to you. Because he and I totally got it on last year.
I've kissed Finn. And can I just say, not worth a buck. I would, however, pay $100 to jiggle one of his man boobs.
Do you ever get tired of tearing other people down?
No, not really.
Because you always just seem to be meddling in everybody else's business.
Oh, please. You guys love me. I keep it real, and I'm hilarious.
Maybe try rocking back and forth. People do that in movies.
No. Because I just try to be really, really honest with people when I think... They suck, you know?
Yeah.
No one guesses.
5 minutes ago, you said Mr. Shu belonged in a 12-step program.
Wait, what?
You're addicted to vests.
The truth.
Trout in mouth. Is that how people's lips look? Where you come from in the South?
Ugh, gross. How is this possible? I'm the hottest piece of action at this school, and here I am on Valentine's, single. Ugh, whatever. I'll just marry an NFL player. They're super reliable.
Hey! Knock it up and get going!
Yeah. That's how we do it in Lima Heights!
Get you to the nurse.
I mean, my carousel horse sweater should make me look like an institutionalized toddler, but no. I look hot and smart. I feel like Michelle Obama.
Oh. I like her more than me! She's blonde and awesome and so smart! Admit it! Just admit it! No, kiss me!
Sexy.
I really hope that's not one of the requirements for regionals, because with Barry in those tights, we don't stand a chance.
I think we should write original songs for regionals.
All those in favor of voting Rachel down a second time?
I hereby offer my services as a mistress.
I wants on them froggy lips, and I wants on them now.
Wait, that's weird. Quinn's wearing her queen bitch smirk, and Finn only wears that gassy infant look when he feels guilty about something. Holy sweet hell, they're fooling around. I know what cheating looks like. I do it all the time. Well, I think it's time to do what Santana does best. Revenge.
Hold up. Could we all just get real here for a second? I hear that Rachel's got a bit of a schnoz. I mean, I wouldn't know, because like Medusa, I try to avoid eye contact with her. But can we all just stop lying about how there aren't things that we wouldn't change about ourselves? I mean, I'm sure that Sam's been at the doctor's office and rifled through pamphlets on mouth reduction. I'll bet Artie's thought about getting his legs removed since he's not really using them anyways. And I'm definitely sure that Tina's looked into getting an eye deslanting.
That's extraordinarily racist.
I'm keeping it real.
We're probably gonna get suspended.
I think you'll definitely get suspended. You'll probably all get suspended.
Oh, you're one to talk. How about you crack a Four Loko, Count Boozy Von Drunkaton? Not only am I giving you full visitation rights to the set of rambunctious twins that live on my ribcage, you get the chance to show that pastry bag Finn that he can't mess with Sam Evans. And not just because you can unlock your humongous jaw and swallow him whole like a python. You know what? A reminder? I owned that guppy mouth. Those shrouded Aerosmith lips belonged to me, so... I've always loved volunteering at the local hospital, and not just because of the sexy candy striper outfit. Giving back is so important. Excuse me, are there any sick students I can help you tend to?
Westphal, he's down with mono and he's waiting for his mom to pick him up. But you shouldn't go in there, it's highly contagious.
Please, I've had mono so many times it turned into stereo.
You know what this is not? Hey, honeys? It's not a Big Red commercial. No me gusta. Hey, no, stop!
Real brave with your fist, but you're a coward when it comes to the truth.
Truth about what?
It's none of your business, J-Lo.
First of all, anything you do became my business when you decided to toss that slushie up in my grill.
I've been dry heaving all weekend. When my mother asked what the sound was, I said that I was practicing bird call.
You guys?
Froggy lips.
See, here's what's gonna go down. Two choices. You stay here and I crack one of your nuts, right or left, that's your choice. Or you walk away and live to be a douchebag another day. Oh, and also, I have razor blades hidden in my hair. Mm-hmm. Tons, just all up in there. Mm-hmm.
We could handle that.
It was more fun doing it together.
I like the way I look.
Oh, please. You have weird, puffy pyramid nipples. They look like they're filled with custard. You could dust them with powdered sugar and they could pass for some sort of dessert. Holy crap. I'm a closet lesbian and a judgmental bitch, which means one thing. I have awesome gaydar.
You like my shirt for Glee Club? That's perfect. Check out mine. What? This is perfect. Legend has it that when I came out of my mother, I told the nurse she was fat.
Well... I made a different one for you.
I'm Hispanic. Wait, was that supposed to be lesbian?
Yeah, isn't that what it says?
Look, maybe Rachel's fine with having an enormous beak. Maybe she needs it to crack hard seeds. All I'm saying is that if you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, you should change it.
I knew you'd ask me out eventually. I'm kind of Duke stud at McKinley.
I'll give it up. I know.
Know what?
That you're gay.
What? I told you that.
No one had to tell me. First of all, I saw you checking out Sam's ass the other day. You know, you really need to be more careful with your layering.
I didn't. I was just seeing what jeans he was wearing.
Like that's any less gay.
I've got a gay. Go. Go, I've got to go.
You know, I blame Sam for all of this. And Rachel, too, I blame her.
What did I do?
I'm sure you did something.
You suck so bad, Quinn, for break. I won.
All right, Lady Lips. All clear.
Teen gay, you may now proceed to the next checkpoint without fear of violence.
You know what? Why don't you just settle down and let Auntie Tana here tell you a little story. It's about you. You're what we call a late-in-life gay. You're going to stay in the closet, get married, get drunk to have relations with your wife, have a couple kids, maybe become a state senator or a deacon, and then get caught in the men's room tapping your foot with some page. And you know what? I accept that about you.
Hey. You still pissed?
Do you think this voodoo doll looks enough like Rachel Berry to actually work?
Come on. I can't be mad at Rachel for forever.
Yes, we can. We play on the same team.
You're...
Look, I'm not ready to start eating jicama or get a flat top yet either. Maybe in junior college.
Now, it's no secret that Coach Sylvester has taken her licks.
I mean, just wanky.
How could my running mate win and I didn't? I mean, just because I hate everybody doesn't mean they have to hate me too.
Just a stupid crown. You can buy it at the party store.
Wanna put a fish hook in those lips so chilly red. If you tried hard enough, you could suck a baby's hand.
Woo! Oh. Is that so? Well, I happen to have some feedback for you.
Thanks, Santana. That's all we'll need.
I'm about to go all Lima Heights.
Thank you.
Only straight I am a straight up bitch.
I think I know how to make you feel better.
I'm flattered, Santana, but I'm really not that into that.
No, I'm not talking about that. As soon as we get to New York, I'm bailing to live in a lesbian colony or Tribeca.
Senior year is all about being the Cheerios top hoe and modeling my fierceness after my numero uno Latina, Paula Abdul.
You are my Cheerio co-captains.
What? Wait, co-captains? With no way.
I can't work with her.
Nah. See, let me tell you how this gonna be, if I may. When I look at a person, I don't see someone who looks a certain way or has this or that amount of chromosomes. I just see someone who I may or may not have to destroy. So if you ever tell me what to do, I will end you.
Put it, damn bag.
Do not even think about talking for the next 30 seconds, okay? Nod so I know you understand me. Good.
I have pepperoni in my bra.
Those are your nipples. We joined the Cheerios together. We joined Glee Club together. We all slept with Puckerman the same year. Mm-hmm. We're like besties for life.
Yeah, come on, Quinn. You know, we used to like the Three Musketeers, and now Santana are like Almond Joy, and you're like a Jolly Rancher that fell in the ashtray.
You guys never understood the pressure I was under. It sucked. Not interested in the boys or the makeup or the polyester outfits. Look, I've got a bar of soap and a bottle of peroxide with your name on it in my locker.
This is not the poster we agreed on.
The poster that you wanted gave me crippling depression.
I wanted something toned down.
This is toned down. In the original, the unicorn was riding you. I also think that you should wait. Speaking from experience, Finn is terrible in bed.
Santana, that is not cool.
Well, what? If Rachel wants my sloppy seconds, she should at least know the truth. Look, it was like being smothered by a sweaty, out-of-breath sack of potatoes that someone soaked in body spray.
If you and I were in Shelby's group, we'd get all the solos and the duets. Our voices sound amazing together. Plus, it's an all-girl group.
Why would I care about all-girl?
It's all lady power all the time. I mean, Shelby's a great teacher. I mean, I'm hitting notes I didn't even know existed. She gets me, what I have to give. It feels good.
You know, honestly, I wish I could, but somebody's gotta look out for Brittany. I mean, that special place where she lives, yeah, it's beautiful, but someone's gotta help her cross the street. You know what, girl Trang? If you cry every time someone gets a hangnail, it kinda starts to lose its effect.
Come on, ladies, it's not like this is the first time I've ever proposed.
Oh, yeah? How did that marriage work out for you? I mean, what was your big move then? A jumbotron that said, hey, Terry, I want to make a fake baby with you. Here's the deal, pixie boy. You've got a crush on my girl, Brittany. I understand. She's beautiful. She's innocent. She's everything that's good in this miserable, stinking world. Do you agree? Nod. Good. Also, she thinks you're a sprightly green mythological creature, but I know you're a potato Eden poser. But since Brittany likes having a pet Irish, I'm not gonna explode you. Here's what's gonna go down.
You know, I just wanted to say that I thought that you blew that song out of the water and totally nailed the assignment. Oh, no, wait a second. The assignment wasn't make everything about Rachel Berry and force everyone to watch, was it?
You went from La Cucaracha to a bullfighting mariachi. Why don't you just dress up as the Taco Bell Chihuahua and bark the theme song to Dora the Explorer?
Yes, I'm quitting Glee Club.
We need you. We're like a big family, and this is our year to win it all.
That's right, double-stuffed, fatty, gassy McGravy pants. We are just one big, happy, happy family.
Santana, stay out of this.
You are such a bacon-wrapped, bug-eyed hypocrite. It's freaking hilarious how jealous of Blaine you are. Every time he opens his dreamboat a cappella mouth, you're just itching to kick him right in the warblers.
Awesome! More backup for me.
Oh, okay. You know what? I did not just leave one diva-driven Glee Club to join another, so let me write you a reality check, Richie bitch. I've seen what you can do. And what you can do is stand in the back, sway, and sing very, very quietly. Leprechaun, starring a young Jen Aniston, is my favorite movie. It learned me two things. One, leprechauns like fixing shoe buckles because they're gay. And two, they grant wishes. So you're gonna grant me a wish.
All right, we don't have to get vicious.
Oh,
I think we do, soft serve. See, the trouble tones are 3F. Fierce, femme, phenomenal. Oh, and guys, hurry up. Go get some moist towels. We have to keep Finn wet before we can roll him back in the sea. Here's what you have to understand. I didn't do it.
We all saw what happened. You slapped Finn in the face, unprovoked.
No, see, you don't get it. When I get really pissed off, Santana gets taken over by my other evil personality. Call her Snicks. Her wrath of words is called Snicks juice. I'm kind of like the Incredible Hulk. You can't blame me for anything Snicks does.
I'm suspending you and this Snicks 2 weeks. No argument.
Sectionals is next week. If you suspend me, I won't be able to beat Grimace and Mr. Shoe's butt.
One minute, Wonder Twins. The only reason why the New Directions beat the Trouble Tones at sectionals is because that pervy clown judge was freaking high as a kite.
Ladies, welcome. We were just brainstorming names for our new group.
Perfect. Hot bitches. Or hot messes.
Free beer.
Nice.
Hey there, Orca.
Hey, Santana. You look like an assless J-Lo.
You're skinny like all the crops failed on your family's farm.
That is the lamest thing I didn't understand a word of.
Not one word.
Is that really all that you can come up with? You seriously think that you can out-insult me? I'm from Lima Heights. I was raised on insults. It's how mi abuela put me to sleep at night, and she is not a nice lady. You know, she tried to sell me once, and it wasn't until I got to kindergarten that I learned my name wasn't Garbage Face.
Your meanness only highlights your own personal insecurities.
And Rachel, your mustache is thicker than a Middle Eastern dictator's. And now with that decision out of the way, I can stay focused on my one-sided battle of wits with the knuckle dragon.
Santana, the dodgeball thing was fun until the end, but enough.
No, honey, I'm just getting started.
Santana, Kurt and I have a song we like to sing to each other in the car, and we want to sing that for you right now.
Well, there's nothing I'd love more than having two pretty ponies serenade me. I think we'd get further staging a gelervention for Blaine than singing lady music.
I know it's hard. It was hard for me, too. But you can get through this.
If you would just stop being so defensive.
I'm trying. But your hideous bow ties are provoking me.
Hey, Tubbs, can I talk to you for a second?
Hey, listen here. You can't make fun of Finn anymore.
Shut your potato hole. I'm here to apologize. Welcome back, Lisa Renna. I've missed you so much since your family packed their bags, loaded them in your mouth, and skipped town. Can't tell you how many times I've wanted to enjoy a crisp pickle, but couldn't find anyone to suck the lid off the jar. I assume you've been working as a baby polisher where young mothers place their infants' heads in your mouth to get back that newborn shine. So glad you're back. I haven't seen a smile that big since a claymation abominable snowman got his teeth pulled by that little gay elf dentist. Love, Santana. I'm sorry, the leader? Who died and made you Queen Aretha? This is garbage. Hamburglar Finn is fine. Rachel's right. I haven't been fair to you. You're not fat. I should know. I slept with you. I mean, at some point I must have liked that you look like a taco addict who's had one too many back alley liposuctions.
Whoa.
Please stick a sock in it or ship yourself back to Scotland. I'm trying to apologize to Lumps the Clown.
I have to be honest, I never really got him.
And we are no longer on speaking
terms. No, I think he's an amazing performer, but I've never really just got what he was about.
Rachel, he's best friends with Liza Minnelli and Liz Taylor.
No, all I'm saying is that I haven't connected with him the way that I have with the likes of Barbara or either of the Stevens. Sondheim, Schwartz.
I'd throw the smoke in your face, but it's not nearly scalding enough.
Okay, but...
Almost will be homeless for a while. That's sort of the problem.
We were better.
I don't know, I think I could have gone either way. It was that damn trouty mouth. Even I felt a little something in my lady loins when he did that magic sex dance.
So, I've been sitting here for the last hour, making a list of ways to get back at him.
Well, today's your lucky day, because Auntie Snicks just arrived on the Bitchtown Express. Now, my suggestion is that we drag him, bound and gagged, to a tattoo parlor for a tramp stamp that reads, "Tips appreciated," or "Congratulations, you're my 1,000th customer." I mean, really, I'm sorry that the New Directions are gonna get crushed by the Trouble Tones. I'm also sorry that you have no talent. Sorry that you sing like you're getting your prostate checked, and you dance like you've been asleep for years, and someone just woke you up.
I realized when I chose Becky as co-captain for the Cheerios, might have rubbed you the wrong way.
Wankies.
This week, the Trouble Tones and New Directions will both be singing music created by ladies and for ladies.
Oh, hell no.
Y'all know why we're here. I waited 5 years for this. I want ideas for Senior Ditch Day. Go.
Ooh, Gershwin Songheim, Scavenger Hunt.
That sounds like torture. Gosh, that song was so depressing. I may actually be dead right now.
I think...
What are you talking about? What family?
You lodged a complaint about my teaching tactics with Principal Figgins, possibly derailing my bid for tenure just when I'm trying to have a baby.
A baby? With whose vagina?
Hey.
Have fun riding on Rachel's coattails for the rest of your life. Although, you know what? I would just watch out for her come holiday time if I were him, because if I were her, I'd stick a stent in one of those boobs and let the Finn blubber light the Hanukkah lamp for 8 magical nights.
Santana, we're worried about you.
Worry about yourself, fetus face. Blaine's handsome brother said it best. College is a waste of time. I just want to be famous, plain and simple. Don't even care how it happens. I just want everyone to know my name.
Cool.
Hey, what are you doing?
Trying to keep the flames from shooting out of the side of my face.
Well, that outfit isn't helping. Hey, Andrew McCarthy. Don't know if you heard, but Blaine may lose an eye. The same Blaine who was just besties with most of you not 4 months ago.
Waiter, are you serious? Is he gonna be okay?
Well, sure, if he doesn't care about seeing in three dimensions.
Trent, I got this.
Incredible. And I could see exactly where you were going with it. This was more than just a beautiful love song to Britney. It was also a powerful way to convey your dream that marriage equality will someday be a reality for everyone. And you're off to law school to make it happen. Amazing.
Of course I want marriage equality. And yeah, Britney will always be my girlfriend.
Score.
But my mistress is fame. And that song was all about how I can't live without some fame.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Finn, especially. You know, with all the horrible crap I've been through in my life, now I get to add that.
Why is everyone staring at me like I'm Finn and I just want a butter-eating competition? You may look like the villain out of a cheesy 80s high school movie, but you should know that I am fully prepared to go all Danny LaRusso on your ass. In any case, I taped it to my underboob when we went to Dalton and I got Sebastian on tape admitting that there was rock salt in that slushy that blinded Blaine. Now all we have to do is send this tape to the popo and that little bitchlet is headed to juvie.
You're hanging on to Whitney because it's difficult to handle the upheaval in your own lives.
We're hanging on to Whitney because she was incredible and we love her, so don't put your baggage on us. Oh, crap. I think I just realized I'm gonna miss you. Oh, God. Say something irritating so I can get the taste of this out of my head.
And keeping up with the anti-prom theme, everyone is welcome. And unlike the actual prom, which ends at 11 p.m., ours goes until the wee hours of the night. It's where the fun's at, you guys.
Okay, how is everyone welcome when this is clearly just a party for you and the two gay Winklevi twins?
This is the teacher's lounge. It is our sacred space.
Kurt and I are gay and Mercedes is black, so kicking us out would be a hate crime.
Oh, wait. If Kurt would have taped this to his junk, I would have never heard the end of it. We would have had a whole week of songs about it.
True. This is embarrassing. I'm a star, so what am I doing heading to Kentucky? I'm just as talented as Mercedes, Boy Chang, Barry, or Lady Hummel.
Let me break it down for you. From one bitch to another. All of this vicious, underhanded crap has got to stop.
Is this even legal?
Yeah, shouldn't we be in some sort of grinding union?
Wanky.
Fame is not something to aspire to.
How about you save the lecture for the theater nerds that are gonna starve in New York while desperately trying to tap dance our way into the chorus of Godspell? No offense, Gay Barry. Can we just talk about what this really is? Rachel Berry isn't getting her way, so she's punishing the rest of us.
Santana, that's not the case at all.
Stop acting like you're fine and start dealing with your crap. Look, you choked at your big audition. I get it. I'm sorry, but it happens. And I understand that you're pissed off at the universe, but imploding on one of the last nights that we have to spend together because basically you're just not in the mood to dance is maybe the pettiest thing you have ever done. So have fun at your I'm a victim party, acting like you're not some selfish, self-centered, lame-ass wannabe diva from hell, because me, I'm gonna go to my senior prom with my girlfriend and my friends.
Any of this, we can't do it without her, because guess what? We don't have a choice, so be warned. If you are not giving this everything you've got, I will go all Lima Heights on your sorry asses.
Listen to yourselves.
I know, I'm sorry. I always go to the yelling place. I have rage.
And everyone can stop their hating because you all want to be famous too.
The only difference is that I am 1,000% sure that I'm actually going to be famous. Just like I'm 1,000% sure that our man-child piano player keeps a petite Eurasian locked in a trunk underneath his bed. Sorry, Chang. Write this down, because there will be a quiz. I'm gonna be famous. If it's the last thing I do.
You're so funny and self-deprecating. We're so much alike.
Wanky.
Oh my God!
Lady Hummel called, begging us to do an emergency intervention. I have something to say, and I've tried to keep it to myself, but I will be silent no longer.
What is it?
That Brody character is a freaking psycho.
Go on.
Here we go. Listen, when I first met him, totally thought he was weird. He smelled all talcumy like a Cabbage Patch doll. And then he said that I wasn't a real New Yorker until I had my first makeover, and I was like, what does that even mean? Like, who are you?
This is ridiculous. If I'm going to be paying a third of the rent, I'm going to be needing a third of the shelf space.
Don't get too comfortable, okay? This is only temporary.
I don't even think you need all of these beauty products, Rachel, because they're not really having the desired effect, unless your goal is to look like a reject from the Shaws of Sunset.
Hola.
That bitch is pure evil.
Okay. New York may be disgusting, especially when it's covered in gray, nasty snow, and the people may be horrible and rude, and some smelly homeless man in pee-stained tidy-whities might have groped me on the subway and then asked me for a dollar. But I got to say, I finally feel like I have found my people.
Why would I be jealous of you? And please don't tell me it's because you're in some lame secret Nazi sorority.
But how come you didn't tell me you're coming to town?
You know, I think that the better question is, why didn't you tell me that you were dating Sam? I just left a comment on my favorite Rizzoli and Isles lesbian subtext blog when I heard the news.
One word. Graham. Gotta go, hun.
Oh, and before I forget, allow me to introduce my backup. And my girlfriend, Elaine. And by girlfriend, I mean out and proud, lipstick-loving, after Ellen reading girlfriend.
Marley and Blaine will handle our duet. And for our showstopper, we're doing Gangnam Style.
Okay. Lumps, let me just say out loud what everyone here is thinking. You finally got an okay haircut. You're not doing that annoying half smirk as much as you used to, but you're still an idiot. No one in this room can tackle a massive dance number except for Britt. And that includes your little hand jive. That to me looked more like a hand jive.
Is there any way Mrs. Xu could come back for this?
Why are you going through my back?
It's all part of being a mentor. What is this? And don't tell me it's because the cafeteria food binds you up.
Those are, like, from months ago. I forgot they were even in there.
The Pretty Little Liar gave them to her. I can sense it, thanks to my psychic Mexican third eye. Rachel, you cannot do a nude scene.
It's not a nude scene. It's just a topless scene.
Same thing. Topless is as nude as anyone is ever going to want to see you.
Come on, Birdie's a sweetheart.
That's what I told myself, you know? I said, so what if he's completely hairless and made out of plastic? I'm going to look past the fact that he probably has a disgusting porn star landing strip. I'm going to give Lars and the Real Boy one more chance, but then I found this. $1,200 in cash.
When did you find that?
Last night, when I was rooting through all the pockets and drawers in this apartment.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Santana, you went through all of our stuff?
Yeah, that's a thing I do.
Wow, Twitter update! Quinn is all excited about another guy defining her life.
And what are you excited about? Shaking pom-poms in Kentucky? I mean, you want everybody to think that you're such a badass, but really, you're just a scared little girl with low self-esteem who's too frightened to chase her dreams.
Did Professor Patches teach you that one in between quickies on his office couch? Does he get so turned on by teen moms who barely visit their kid?
Oh, what are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Quinn always was a genius slapper.
Is that because you've been telling her to? You trying to turn her into a damn Rexy?
What? No. Why would I
because
want
to? Because you're a crazy evil bitch. And I didn't even have to lay out a line of cereal for you to find me.
And I thought you loved Brittany. I mean, I can't believe you're making what's going on with me and her about you.
You're naive to think that this isn't about me. I broke up with Brittany. This is just her revenge. She could have dated anyone, boy or girl. But no, she chose you. The one person she knew would send my brain straight to Lima Heights.
So where are you from, Doctor Who?
England. Do you know Essex?
No, I never heard of it. Are you guys dating? Because at Mr. Shu's bomb of a wedding, you and Blaine, like...
Shut up, Santana. Rachel and I are letting you live here rent-free. The least you could do is...
Where is Rachel anyways? Giving that living mannequin a bikini wax?
Brody is working, and Rachel is in the bathroom.
Well, let's hope that she's embracing her inner bulimic, because let me tell you, homegirl has been looking extremely pumpkin-like, and not just because of the tan in the can.
Let me get this straight. You guys came all the way to New York just to talk to me because Kurt called you?
We're also here to shop.
And we're here to apologize to Quinn for slapping her across the face very, very hard.
In theory. We'll just see if that happens.
One, Rachel's beautiful. Two, you're a bitch, and those are my products, okay? And maybe if you use them, you wouldn't have more oil than the Middle East on your face.
Ooh. Okay. That's really funny. You want to play with me, Kurt? Because I can play all day, every day. What if I just told your BFF about her BF and his man-whoring ways?
We had a pact.
What if I broke that pact, huh? What would you do? Attack me with your exfoliating lymph?
Okay, she can't find out until after her Funny Girl audition, right? That would wreck her.
Maybe if you made me some space, I'd care a little bit more. And with that whole top row.
Well, maybe I don't want to be in Funny Girl, okay? Or be a singing waiter at the Fire Island Pancake Shack. So why don't you just stop trying to force all of your creaky old-time Broadway dreams onto my amazingly awesome dreams?
Just because he has a little money on him doesn't mean that he's a psycho.
That's what I thought, right? Who cares if he's terrified of banks? Because if I were made out of plastic, I'd be scared of a lot of things too. Open flames, barbecues. Then I found this.
What is that?
that a garage door opener?
This is a pager, my friends. And there's only one type of person in this world that carries cash and a pager. Your friend Brody is a drug dealer.
I went to school with Rachel Berry, not the soggy mess of a woman that stands before me today, going back and forth between your flop high school ex and that terrifying waiter with a pager.
You need to stop and focus, Barry.
I think you're wrong about him.
My psychic Mexican third eye is never wrong.
Listen up, Lipsy McChapstick. This is going to end.
Soon as Brittany realizes that you are the most boring human being on the planet and that your impressions suck.
And then what? You're going to date her again? Long distance? It didn't work. You said it yourself.
One step at a time. First, I'm gonna cut off the Sam-sized tumor on her heart, and then we can begin the long, slow process of cleaning the stink of your mediocrity off of her.
It is a carrot top convention.
In 2 weeks, how are you gonna feel about the nude scene?
You'll probably feel pretty great.
Yeah.
You'll get to feel a nice, cool breeze on the mosquito bites. You'll feel refreshed even.
Then how are you gonna feel about it 2 months from now?
I don't know. Nervous? Worried it may not even be good?
Rachel, it's a student film. It's not gonna be good.
And 2 years from now, how are you gonna feel about it then?
Guilty, just hoping my kids won't ever see it online.
Oh, they'll see it. Mm-hmm. And they will never be the same.
Okay, wait.
I have been chosen, probably because I'm numb to other people's feelings, to come here and ask what you would like to do, Mr. Shu.
About what?
About the reception. Miss Pillsbury's parents say they paid for the whole thing, so we might as well go ahead and have the party. And if you ask me, they seem pretty happy about what happened.
We can't have a reception now.
Sue offered me a job to train to take over the Cheerios after she dies.
You can't do that.
Why? I mean, it's not like I'd have to wait that long. I'm totally going to rice in her protein shakes in a couple years. I like how you guys pretend to be all accepting about everything, but when your friend suddenly shows up in your home, moves in, and goes through all your stuff, you're offended?
You know what? I don't mind going. I ran into Lena Dunham at Barney's, and she told me that I could crash with her if I ever needed to. So that's cool, because she has 2 Golden Globes. Oh, you know what? And another thing. I have what Access Hollywood calls street smarts. I'm right about Plastic Man. Pretty sure she just stole my comforter.
Yeah, bitch took my pillow.
How did you get in here?
Don't apply logic to Lopez. And if what I just saw is any indication, I can get in here anytime I want. I've got moves your mannequin ass couldn't handle.
Do you know what your problem is, Santana? You're loud and you're rude, and you think that attitude equals talent.
Another thing I am? A hardcore friend. Rachel and Kurt are my family, and I can smell your sketchiness from here. So let me tell you how it's gonna be. You're gonna move out of our apartment tonight, or I can dig a little deeper and destroy you.
You're all talk and no proof.
Don't need proof. I know exactly what you are. Yo, Fly Girls, can I get some backup? If you're any kind of dancer, this one should be in your bones. I'm so over this, and it hasn't even started yet. I'm clearly the hottest bitch in this lousy joint, but I'm all alone, stuck here sitting with you.
Do you want me to slap you again?
I hate weddings, and I hate Valentine's Day. They were invented by breeders to sell cheap chocolate and false hope.
Do you know what I hate? Men. Every single one of them is a pig, except maybe Mr. Shu and Al Roker. And you know what? You were right. I do let men define me, but not anymore. Like Gloria Steinem said, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle.
Al Roker is disgusting, by the way.
Why am I even taking advice from you? Okay, didn't you have a sex tape that leaked online?
Yes, I did. A sex tape that follows me around to this very day. Look my name up on the internet right now.
Santana Lopez, nude, les, boobies, sex tape, Mexican, or Dominican, question mark.
Booyah. That will exist forever.
Santana, some women find it empowering to be naked on film.
Yes, but not in a student film that is probably about someone's grandma with Alzheimer's.
We all should have known that a Valentine's Day wedding was just asking for a disaster. Love stinks.
Sorry, ladies, can I see some ID?
I'm 25.
Name's Rosario Cruz. I might be related to Penelope. You?
Emily Stark, barely legal.
Well, that's good, because I hear your professors are into that. You know, we always were two ends of the same bitch goddess spectrum.
Maybe that's why we love each other so much.
And slap each other.
You know, I have to say, Rosario, you're killing it in that dress.
Thanks. Look at those romantic saps. You know, they may have love, but you know what we are that they are not?
Flawless.
Olsen twins, let me tell you something. I've known you both for years, and I don't like either of you 90% of the time. In fact, your wide-eyed, keen-painting approach of life makes my teeth hurt and my breasts ache with rage. But you know what? I have love for you. You're my family, and I haven't lied to you in months. I'm smarter about other people than the both of you. You have to trust me. My first real week in New York. And I'm snowbound in Bushwick with a bunch of musical theater queens.
No, you're doing it wrong, Daisy.
Or I can't do it. I'm in love with William. I just can't.
It's like Eli Roth decided to make a gay horror movie, and this is the scene right before we all eat each other.
Let's finish watching Moulin Rouge before we lose power again. Or start eating each other.
Oh, no. Please spare us. If I see one more scene of Satine coughing up blood into a handkerchief, I'm going to start coughing up blood into a handkerchief.
Come on, Santana. It's so good, and we're right in the middle of it.
Let's put it to a vote.
Yep.
Oh, house vote. I say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Moulin Rouge it is.
Well, what about Brody's vote? Or do drug dealers not get to vote?
Okay, he's not a drug dealer. Please, okay? It's snowing outside. He's probably just stranded somewhere. Do you want me to call him? Okay? I'll prove it to you.
Hey.
Hey, babe, where are you?
The bridges are closed. I'm stuck at my friend's house in Manhattan. You remember Leo, right?
Well,
I knew you'd come around eventually. I mean, Sam's most redeeming quality is that he can bore you to sleep and then you can use his lips as ginormous pillows. Where are the Hardy Boys investigating the mystery of God? Could you be any more annoying?
Kurt and Adam are at Niata.
And Pablo Escobar, did he ever come home?
Brody is in the shower.
Where he will be for the next hour, scrubbing the drug shame off of his frictionless body.
For the 100th time, okay? If you keep making fun of Brody...
I'm not. I mean, I am, just not now.
Let's do it from the top.
Just don't get too close, girls. Unless you're immune to the herbs.
That's why college girls experiment.
And thank God they do.
You know, it was fun. And I've always wondered what it would be like to be with a woman. But, I don't know. I think for me, it was more of a one-time thing.
Look, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to show up at your house with a U-Haul. Okay, look, now that we're alone, I want to talk to you about what I found in your bathroom trash can underneath the wadded-up tissue paper, the used cotton swabs, and the soiled acne wipes, an item which, unless Lady Hummel's actually been a lady all these years, could have only been yours. This is a wake-up call. This is an opportunity for you to take a hard look at the choices that you're making, where your life is heading. Starting with Donkey Face.
Well, well, well. I see that Donkey Face's crap is still here, and if Donkey Face's crap is here, then that means that he must be as well.
Lay off of it, Santana, all right? I told you. He said that he got a job as a cater waiter on the side, and he was embarrassed about it, so he kept it a secret.
Why? I mean, if he can make that much cash slinging sweaty cold cuts and room temp champagne, then we should all apply there.
Hey, look.
Guess who just got a job tending bar at the Coyote Ugly Saloon down on First Street? Hopefully it bodes better for me than any of the has-beens who starred in that movie.
No peeking. And... peek, 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 peek.
Oh my God. Gert, you gave my boyfriend Bilo a sex change. That's so sweet.
A little perfume and voila.
If you ever tell anyone about this, I have no ethical problems with homicide.
Ooh la la, Rachel Berry in a towel. How could Brody give all that up?
You know what? Not now, okay? It's too soon. Everything still reminds me of him. You know, we first met in the bathroom, bonding over our moisturizing ritual.
Wow. That sounds really not romantic, and also very, very gay. Is that why he left, huh? Did he finally admit to having a boyfriend on the side?
Santana, if you just take a seat, please, and join us for a little family loft conversation.
Creepy, but okay.
We just got off the phone with Brody. Did you confront him at Niata with a Paula Abdul song?
You can't just march on in there and, like, act all crazy, okay? We go to school there.
That was the best performance that place has seen in years.
Are you serious?
And just when you thought it couldn't get any gayer, it does. I hope that... You're late. I'd like to make an entrance. And if we're really going to talk about late, can you say something to Grant?
Sit.
Excuse me. Rachel, if you are still obsessing over what you're going to sing at your funny girl callback, may I suggest your best jam ever, Run Joy Run.
I don't understand what's happening. Why would you talk to me?
We'll always be friends.
Puke. That is the most cliched breakup line ever. You're not going to be friends. And you don't need him. I mean, you've got friends right here.
What, friends who mock my looks and undermine my confidence?
No, friends who cheer you up by playing pranks on your other friend.
What are you talking about?
Maybe a mascara mustache for Lady Hummel, which would probably be the only facial hair he's ever had. Or we could do that stick his hand in warm water, make him wet the bed trick.
Can I be Blair and we can do a duet?
Aww. Well, that depends on what happened with you in the American Psycho. Odor is revved every night that I cage dance. While I appreciate your pity, I don't really think I need to be taking any advice from TV's Blossom and Lady Elaine Fairchild. And I skipped all that crap to study the timeless art of Krung.
Hope none of you came here expecting that it would help you get into Niyata as a student.
Good. Because the last thing I want to do is pay 30 grand a year to get a degree for doing something that I'm already freaking Wonder Woman at. I'm sorry, did hell just freeze over or did you just white chocolate butt dial me?
Hey, look, I need to talk to you.
Sorry, no can do, Charles. I just got back from a dance class and I'm already 5 minutes late for drinks with this insanely hot off-Broadway choreographer.
It's about Brittany.
Obviously.
Okay, she broke up with me.
Inevitably.
Okay, look, she's been acting really weird since she met with those people at MIT, okay? She even dropped out of regionals.
Okay, and are we sure it's not just Brittany 3.0 week in Glee Club?
Let's face it, there are good kinds of yeast and bad kinds of yeast. But bad yeast goes scat with Yeastistat. Burns and itch are a thing of the past. And Yeastistat's 7 easy step application makes feeling fresh a breeze. I like yeast in my bagel, but not in my muffin.
Did you hear the news? Let's have a chat. Bad yeast goes scat with Yeastistat.
I dig your name. So do you think that your parents, like, knew that you were gonna grow up to be a lesbian, giving you a boy name?
I'm not a lesbian.
Oh, you just wear so much eyeliner.
Yes! Bravo! I would not be embarrassed to share the stage with you.
Thank you. You just rocked it so hard.
Thank you for your time, Star Child, but it's not a fit.
Are you insane? I'm sorry, would you mind just stepping outside for a moment while I bitch slap some sense into my friend?
You have no right to take down that memorial.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I do, sandbag. I allowed that memorial to remain in the hallway for over a week.
Oh, please. You wanted that memorial gone because you're such a cold-hearted bitch.
What did you just call me?
A miserable, self-centered bitch who has spent every waking minute of the past 3 years trying to make our lives miserable. I'm officially over it.
I don't care for your attitude.
Well, I don't give a hot, wet monkey's ass what you care for.
But now I have to book myself a hotel.
In New York City during the holidays? Are you crazy? Do you know how expensive that'll be?
Calm down, Joyce DeWitt. Okay, it's gonna be fine. Don't you remember that money that my mom gave me for graduation?
Your college fund?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me you didn't spend it all on post-breakup gifts for yourself.
No, just half.
Okay, no, come on. You are not playing into the lesbian matchmaker.
I'm so tired.
No, you're
I have
not.
To get
I've been here
home.
All day.
Bye, Rachel. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Dan.
I think I need an agent. I guess those contracts I signed for those commercials said that I waived my right to residuals in exchange for a lifetime supply of Yeastistat. Though I don't know whose toxic vagina would need that much of that stuff. I mean, if you're producing that much yeast, you should probably start a bakery.
You can't handle it. You can't handle that. I have made it, and you are just begging to be my understudy.
Okay, you know what? Just admit that even with all of your years of singing lessons and dancing lessons and only child adoration from your gay Broadway dads, that I am just as good as you. Unlike you, I can be popular in high school and still make it big after graduation. Just admit that no matter what you do or how far you go, you will never be able to scratch that itch. You will never be able to look down on me and redeem yourself because I was better than you then and I'm always gonna be better than you. You are short, you are awful, and that is never gonna change.
I think you should move out.
I agree. Okay, I know that Finn had his doubts about God, but I am convinced that Squishy Teats is up in heaven right now, plopped down next to his new best friend, Fat Elvis, helping themselves to a picnic of baby back ribs smothered in butterscotch pudding and tater tot grease. Well, Merry Christmas, Lady Hummel. Now you can relive all of your Jeffrey Dahmer fantasies in the privacy of your own home.
But that's not it, because additionally, I am giving you an all-expense-paid trip to Dildo Island. It's a real place. It's in Canada. I got you the deluxe bachelor package.
I take this.
Gunther, that's my yeast system. What the hell?
And I am seriously sensing some workplace sexism happening over here. All these little lady elves are dressed like candy-striped hookers.
Do you think they'll let me keep this when we're done? Because I am loving this look on me. Lord of the bling.
Rachel, it's
no, I can't. It. I can't do it, Kurt. You're going to have to read it.
No way. I'm too nervous.
You know what? Give me this. I don't mind being the bearer of bad news.
Now here, try this. I added some nutmeg.
No, I think that needs some kick. I mean, come on, Kurt. Don't all you gays love Julia Child? Didn't she, like, spike everything?
I have hated you ever since the day I met you. You are a horrible person who never had a nice word to say about Finn Hudson. So don't you dare think for a second that he didn't hate you too.
If I were you, I would choose my next few words very carefully.
Well, what are you gonna do? You gonna expel me?
You get the hell out of my office.
How about you make me get the hell out of your office?
Donna, call the police.
Donna, you pick up that phone and I swear to God, I will shove my foot so
that's far up. Assault!
No, this is assault.
What? Where are you?
I'm taking a much-needed break, okay? It is exhausting playing a slutty elf.
Get back here!
Santa passed out in his own vomit and probably crapped his pants. And until the mall can find a replacement, we need you to come back and play Mrs. Claus.
No, no, you play Mrs. Claus, Lady Hummel. You were born to play Mrs. Claus and Mrs. Butterworth and Bea Arthur and Barbara Bush.
You know what I will tell you is that I think you've actually become more of a Grandma Moses since moving to New York. I mean, you just had a traumatic breakup with Princess Valiant and you're single. You should be living it up.
Oh, oh my God!
That is not happening!
Oh, don't worry, ladies. Santa swings both ways.
What?
What's the matter, Santana? Jealous?
No, I am disgusted and also... Yeah. Impressed. Who knew the Queen of England could be so trashy?
So here she is, Mrs. Claus! Merry Christmas! Who's ready to sit on my lap?
I just have this weird guilt trip thing about being friends with you because I was so awful to you in high school. Quinn and Britt hated you too, and that's mostly just because you sucked so bad and you walked with that weird feet pointing out thing. I made Quinn look like the boss, but I was really running the Hate on Rachel parade.
Way back in the old days when I started the Glee Club, I would give an assignment and then I would give a little demonstration of what I was looking for.
Yeah!
See, you all cheer now, but just wait till he starts rapping.
What are you doing?
Putting makeup on. I have some bruising on my cheek I'd like to cover up before rehearsal.
You may not know this because you haven't been interested in Broadway since the day we met, but the star gets her own vanity. There is a perfectly fine bathroom mirror upstairs for the understudy.
I'm so sorry. I totally forgot how much room you need for all that hooker makeup you plaster on every day.
I will totally slap you again.
I would love for things to get physical. I will hit you so hard that you won't be able to wake up until you're old enough to be funny late.
You will never play this part. I know you plan on getting all showgirls crazy on me and pushing me down the stairs and poisoning my oatmeal, but you're gonna have to kill me first. And even then, I will come back from the dead and I will play this part just to spite you.
Zombie Fanny.
Ghost Fanny, actually.
And what would you like for Christmas?
I want a Dot McStuffins time for your checkup doll.
Oh.
So cute.
Well, that sounds a little molesty. I mean, I didn't start playing doctor till I was 9. We'll see what I can do.
Look at that. Pacey Gay is siding with me.
Lady Hummel, come here. I need your tiny, delicate, elfin-like fingers to help me fasten this weave.
It's Elliot, actually. And that's a lot of hair.
I will take that as a compliment.
Okay.
It's all a part of my master plan to psych out Barry so I can play Fanny Bryce. First comes some amazing hair, then incredibly sexy rehearsal clothes, which she could never pull off. And then I'm gonna sneak into the theater and tack up yearbook photos of her from sophomore year when she was a chunky little butterball. Just to remind her, hey, once a fatty, always a fatty. God is my witness, I will break her down.
And apparently, the only song we can sing in a diva off is Defying Gravity.
Wait, so we have to listen to Kurt shred that note again?
For the millionth time, I did it on purpose.
I think that somebody needs to freeze the fat for Christmas, because somebody weighs more than Mrs. Claus.
Whoa, stop right there. You look a little Jewish, right, Rachel? Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
I'm actually just here to get her sheet music. Do you know where she keeps it?
Upper butt. Private Puckerman, I'm gonna let you finish, but first I would like to uphold the tradition of hijacking this Glee Club and making everyone sit through what is basically an intervention.
I don't know what happened between the two of you in the past. Honestly, I don't really care. It's all puppy dogs and rainbows from now till this show closes.
Well, at least we know who the rainbow is and who's the dog.
I think he pooped in his pants.
I want a kinder college Warning laptop.
Why don't we just get you an iPad? You can't even get porn on whatever you just asked me for, okay?
Hey, how's it going?
Ladies, join us for a toast.
Here's to being naughty this Christmas.
Oh, naughty.
Mm-hmm. If you knew Barry the way that all of us did, you would be applauding me. In the beginning, it's all sunshine and giggles and stickers. And then the second that you want the same thing as her, a dark cloud comes over her whiskery little chin, and she will chew you up and spit you out like a Jewish Hillary Clinton.
You look exactly like a young Britney S. Pierce, doesn't she?
Britney is my ex-girlfriend, and she just dumped me, which is why I'm even here and why I have this job. And we're lesbians, you know? And, like, I'd never
okay,
been with
okay, great job.
There's no point in trying to broker the peace, Kurt. I am not interested.
Neither am I. Although, if you can clear out some space for us here, I would be happy to settle this Lima Heights style. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Okay, I'm gonna give you both one more chance to put the stupidity aside and act like adults.
Okay, my feelings are my feelings, Kurt, and they're not gonna change even if Santana admits that she was wrong. You broke this.
I'm gonna break something, but you are literally the most selfish bitch I've ever met.
You know, I'm just moving into my apartment.
Whoa, what did you just say? How could you do this to me? You are such a traitor.
Well, A, I hardly know you, so I'm not really being a traitor. And B, she needed a place to stay and I needed the money.
You need money?
Well, yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe Auntie Snicks could help you out with that. Why are you digging through my panty drawer, Leslie?
What would you like for Christmas?
Oh, nope. You know what? I think that you should ask Santa to get your daddy a job with some dental benefits because your grill is freaking jacked up. Do you see?
I think that Mrs. Claus needs a break. This is going well, right?
Here we go.
Hi, Rachel. What's going on here? What's going on here? We have a patois against her, remember?
Actually, I am paying Elliot to run lines with me, and they are going to be letter perfect by the time you have the tragic accident that sidelines you and leaves you horribly disfigured. Or did that already happen? I can't.
Okay, for the millionth time, that is never, ever going to happen. I gave you the apartment, I gave you Kurt, and you are never, let me repeat, ever going to play this part, ever.
Heard some chatter about there was some trouble over here. Us Santas tend to keep pretty close ranks.
Okay, listen, even I'll admit that my girl-loving vagina's feeling a little jingle bell from you, but we don't need your help.
This has nothing to do with the band, Kurt, okay? Santana and I are both professionals.
Exactly. Blink-182 hated each other and still found a way to continue to suck as a band for years.
Well, Santana, I hope that you can rise above because I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Okay, we'll just make sure that you stay on your side of the club, dwarf.
I think I saw a squirrel come out of the back of your hair.
Go ahead, please. Because if I don't express my venom at least once a day, I get constipated. I'm gonna be rich and famous. And this is a great first step for me. And besides, I'm not gonna let that dwarf Barry win.
Okay, look, the way I see it is we have two options right now. One, we can have an all-out catfight right here in the middle of this bar.
Which I would win.
Or, for the sake of Kurt, we could just pretend to be friends even if it's just for tonight.
Fine, but just for tonight, and only because I don't wanna get your blood all over my outfit.
Hey everybody, no more drama. Time to vote for either Rachel or Mercedes.
Excuse me, Schuster. Before we cast another pointless vote in a meaningless contest that has absolutely no practical ramifications whatsoever, I would like to say some words about my good friend Rachel Berry. Rachel Berry is the most horrible human being on the planet.
What?
Can it troll?
Santana.
You have sold half the people in this room down the river more times than I can count so that you can get a solo or the lead in a musical. And I'm pretty sure that you don't know the names of the other half of the people.
That's not true.
All right, what is his name?
Rick.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know, it's funny, but I realized that I really don't have any other girlfriends here in New York City, and you are sort of my only one.
Well, maybe you should take that as a sign of your horrible personality disorder.
Can I have a word with you?
Oh, I'm gonna go.
No.
You need a rough stay. Kurt, I took what you said to heart, and I thought long and hard about it, and it occurred to me that you may have a point. Okay, maybe Brittany and I are too young to get married. I mean, after all, that's why it didn't work out with you and Blaine, right? Or maybe it didn't work out because you're a judgmental little geronophile with a mouth like cat's ass.
Maybe Blaine got tired of hearing a shrill, self-aggrandizing lecture about how you felt the two of you were at the very apex of the gay rights movement every time you so much as cooked macaroni and cheese together or farted.
Well, they better come fast. I mean, I'm sorry, but two people?
Shut up, Tina. There's actually four. As per usual, my undeniable sexual magnetism has worked yet again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mason and Madison McCarthy.
You know, I am pretty sure that our fish ancestors crawled out of the ooze and got legs just to be able to scissor.
See, you've all met Rachel, okay, but I live with her. Let me tell you what it's like to share a bathroom with this stubby, undergrown little cretin. Someone in that apartment shaves their face and leaves their stubble in the sink, and we all know it ain't Kurt, so do the math. That's...
I'd rather do hard with you than easy with somebody else.
Wanky. You're the best they could do.
Hells yes. Because I am the closer. And in 2 minutes, you are going to be out of this bed, ready to fistfight the Taliban and offering to buy me a diamond necklace.
No.
Rachel and I are extremely excited to kick off this week's lesson with our
first musical lesson, Jagged Little Tapestry.
Oh, look. Finally, some songs about Rachel's hair extension.
You remember when we first met? I was in here doing my hair.
Are you trying to make peace with me by getting all nostalgic? Because if so, you are forgetting the one thing that you should have learned from all of our magical time together, and it's that I have no heart.
Look, since when is becoming a Broadway star your goal in life?
A star is a star. It doesn't matter where in the sky I shine.
Look, we've all lied at the beginning of a relationship. I told Finn that he was the father of my baby.
I told Artie I had a stutter.
I told everyone I was straight.
I once told the guy I had three vaginas, and he was pretty bummed when he found I only had two.
Like, I am, seriously. All of my insecurities.
I don't do pep talks. If you want a pep talk, you should call Mr. Shu or rent the notebook. Kind of really digging this Back to the Future 4 Glee Club, if for no other reason than to mess with Barry and her sad gay.
Fully realize that over the years, you and I have had a few minor differences, but weddings are the time to put all those differences aside.
That's a steaming load of crap. I can't stand you 90% of the time. But even I know that if you drag your flat little ass out on that stage tonight, you're gonna murder that crowd. Maybe Blaine didn't want to be with someone who looks like they just removed their top row of dentures every time they smile, or someone who doesn't dress like an extra out of one of Andy Dick's more elaborate wet dreams. Maybe Blaine grew weary of dating a breathier, more feminine Quinn Fabray. Maybe he finally got freaked out by your strange obsession with old people that causes you to skulk around nursing homes like one of those cats that can smell cancer. Maybe he got tired of watching you drape yourself on every piano you happen past to entertain exactly no one with, say, some song that Judy Garland choked on her tongue in the middle of, or some sassy old Broadway standard made famous by another dead alcoholic crump.
Don't be mad at me. Why do you think that it's okay to go behind my back and be friends with someone who would rather see me dead than in love with another woman?
You came out to Abuela 10 years ago, okay? Times have changed.
It was 3 years ago, and nothing has changed for her, and it never will. And believe me, it's not just the homos that she has a problem with, because it took that bitch 50 years to talk to a black person, and it was her mailman, and then she accused him of stealing her Christmas cards.
I know how selfish and self-centered you are, like the time that you wore an exact copy of Emma Pillsbury's dress to her own wedding, and how you perverted the very idea of marriage by marrying yourself. You are incapable of a selfless act, and if you do what you always do and just show up, you will be forcibly removed by the security guards that I've hired. So have fun polishing your trophy, Sue. How long are you going to do this for? You're going to lie to him your whole life?
That's what Sue said to do.
Sue also told us to be honest with you and treat you like we would treat anyone else, so let's just say it. You can't sing, you can't dance, and you weren't in any of those clubs because you're kind of lazy and pretty toxic to be around. You call people stupid bitches and get mad at xylophones. You're not really a catch, but you found this guy who digs you and you dig him too, and finding someone to put up with you is rare, so... I mean all of this in the nicest way.
But last I heard, she was on Facebook posting about her diverticulitis, trolling for sympathy.
See, it's even more important. She's sick.
No, Britt, she can't poop, and I don't think that's going to kill her.
Tell that to Fat Elvis.
Let's go humor a bunch of tone-deaf losers by acting surprised when we walk in this auditorium.
Deal.
Oh my God!
You know what, Britt? You
You actually might be right. We might actually have the worst luck of all time, because I can't marry you if I'm in jail for killing this bitch.
Maybe Blaine woke up one day and said, you know what? I don't want to marry a sexless, self-centered baton twirler. Maybe I need someone who knows more than three dance moves. The finger wag, the shoulder shimmy, and the one where you pretend to twirl two invisible rainbow-colored ribbons attached to your hips. So you know what? Maybe that's why it didn't work out. Maybe it has nothing to do with me and Brittany. Maybe it's just that you are utterly, utterly intolerable. Maybe that has something to do with it.